From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. New, more restrictive U.S. immigration policies are drawing strong reaction. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security has outlined policies that could result in the deportation of millions of undocumented immigrants. Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly released the guidelines Tuesday, specifying how his department will carry out a pair of executive orders President Donald Trump issued last month. Under the previous administration of President Barack Obama, the focus on deporting people who entered the country illegally was on those who committed serious crimes. Kelly rescinded those policies, saying now priorities for deportation are people who are convicted or charged with any crime, have committed acts that constitute a chargeable offense, abused a program to get public aid, or in the judgment of an immigration officer, pose a public safety or national security threat. The new guidelines do not roll back Obama's executive orders deferring action against people who came into the country illegally when they were children or undocumented parents of people who are either U.S. citizens or permanent residents. That was further explained by White House spokesman Sean Spicer.
For so long, the people at ICE and CBP had their hands cuffed behind them and when they were going to deal with the mission of their job. The last administration had so many carve-outs for who could be and who couldn't be adjudicated that it made it very difficult for the customs and enforcement people to do their job and enforce the laws of this country.
The American Civil Liberties Union criticized the new policy, saying it is ready to fight. The director of the group's Immigrants' Rights Project says the Trump administration is willing to trample on due process, human decency, the well-being of our communities, and even protections for children. VOA News. A fundraising campaign, organized by Muslim Americans has raised tens of thousands of dollars to help repair vandalism at a Jewish cemetery in the central U.S. state of Missouri. Vandals damaged or tipped over as many as 200 headstones at the Chesed Shel Emeth Cemetery in University City, just outside St. Louis. The Anti-Defamation League reported at least 10 Jewish community centers in multiple states had received bombing threats Monday, the fourth string of such threats since the beginning of the year. President Trump on Tuesday condemned the surge in anti-Semitic threats. A leading rights group warns against the global fallout of toxic and divisive rhetoric and growing public indifference to atrocity. Lisa Bryant in Paris has more on Amnesty International's latest annual report.
The report covers rights abuses in 2016, ranging from government efforts to stifle free expression in countries like Ethiopia, Bangladesh, and Russia, to brutal attacks on civilians in places like Syria, Yemen, and Sudan. Just as chilling, Amnesty International Secretary General Salih Shetty says, is a dehumanizing us versus them rhetoric by politicians ranging from the heads of Hungary and Turkey to U.S. President Donald Trump.
And at the root of this rhetoric lies a dangerous idea, the idea that some people are less human than others.
He says similar actions have taken place in Nigeria, Zimbabwe, and South Africa. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Malaysian police say they want to question three new North Korean suspects, including a North Korean diplomat, in connection with the apparent assassination last week of Kim Jong-nam, the older half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. This is Police Chief Khalid Abubakar.
They happen to be one attached to the North Korean embassy, and the other one a staff of North Korean airline. So we have written to the embassy, we have requested the embassy, North Korean embassy, to allow us to interview both of them.
Bakker said the suspects are still in Kuala Lumpur, as you just heard, and police will compel them to cooperate if they do not come in voluntarily. Police also have asked Pyongyang to return four other North Korean suspects who are believed to have fled Malaysia to Pyongyang. So far, two women have been arrested along with a North Korean man. The women are believed to be the assailants who ran up to Kim at the Kuala Lumpur International Airport and poisoned him by spraying him in the face with a toxic liquid.
That's the latest world news from VOA.